We're at the end of the Digbeth Residents Association in the Custard Factory, and I'm here with Tessa. Hello.
Hello, love.
You all right?
I'm fine, thanks, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You were telling us all quite excitedly about Espírito Brum, a new Brazilian music and cultural festival. Do you want to just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Espírito Brum is the UK edition of Espírito Mundo, which is a Brazilian... It's a Brazilian Brummy cultural exchange, basically. So in September, we're going to have 28 visiting artists coming over from Brazil to stay in Birmingham for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be doing taking part in Espírito Brum, which is a series of concerts and workshops and interventions and meetings and films, all in Digbeth.
Mm-hmm.
At the Edge, PST, the Spotted Dog, Green Street. And then it's an ongoing cultural exchange, so... In addition, the festival happens out in Sao Paulo from 2012 onwards, and that unites representative artists from all the other partner cities, which are like two in France, Provence and Poitou, and Madrid, and all the artists from Brazil. So it's something that's been going on in Europe for 4 years, but it's never come to the UK before, and we're their partner city.
Ah, so it's the first time in the UK it's coming to Brum. Brilliant.
Yep.
And you're currently looking for places for these artists to stay, aren't you?
Yes. Basically, what we're doing is the artists are staying with host families.
Mm. Included, I think.
Yeah, you're going to have some visitors with you. Sosin and I, like my business partner Sosin and I, are actually going to be sleeping in a tent in the back garden during the festival so that the four people can come and stay in our house.
Mm.
So lots of people are going to be having Brazilians staying with them. So we're looking for... people with spare rooms or spare couch. These guys aren't fussy. They sleep anyway still, do you know what I mean? It doesn't need to be like a 5-star hotel. On the 50 route, I mean, in Digbeth would be great. If it's on the 50 route, that's perfect. During the week of the festival, they're going to be here from the 14th to the 19th of September. And then obviously hosts get to come to the festival for free and have like an exotic Brazilian living with them for a little bit.
Bonus, okay. And it's really set to put Digbeth on the map, really, because weren't you saying there's some kind of documentary being filmed around the festival in the area?
Basically, Espírito Mundo is part of an international media network. So there's a lot of information that's going out, even from now when I'm sending out things about the festival or about people that are visiting from Brazil to Birmingham. It's reaching sort of all over the world, which is amazing because you get loads of people feeding back going, oh, Birmingham, amazing, and all the different weird things that go on in the city and, you know, obviously concentrating on Digbeth, which is really, really cool. But one of the things that's going on is that they're going to broadcast a series of documentaries entitled Espírito Mundo on a national cable channel in Brazil. I think it's owned by Rede Globo, so it's like the fourth biggest media organisation in the world. Terrifyingly big. And one of the episodes of the series will be called Espírito Brum, and it will be about the culture of Birmingham.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've got artists coming over at the moment, haven't we? So there was a...
Yeah, there's a guy in town this week, Jota Tres. He arrived on Saturday, and... He's a reggae artist, so he's from a hip-hop background, but he's a reggae singer. And he arrived on the day of Reggae City Festival, so we took him to that.
Oh, brilliant.
It was amazing. He was like, ha, this is perfect. How did this even happen?
And is this the guy that's actually filming his next video on his iPhone on the streets of Digbeth?
Yes, he is. Because Sosa and I drove him around, and he came on our radio show yesterday, Move Bob Radio. And then afterwards, we drove him around to see, you know, the graffiti and, like, the buildings and stuff, which he finds really fascinating.
Yeah.
And he was like, right, I'm going to film a video here, because he's got a song called Rolê na Cidade, which is, like, about being an immigrant and moving to somewhere that you've never been before, because he lived for a long time in Barcelona, but is originally from Brazil and moved there to record an album. And one of the songs that came out of it was this song about being out of place and sort of discovering a new... city, so he's decided to film his video in Digbeth tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow or sometime this week, and he's just going to go around with his iPhone and like sing or like mime and sort of take in the atmosphere and then put it up on YouTube, I guess, once it's all edited together. Let the world know about what's going on here, I suppose.
Fantastic. So if we see a guy wandering around Digbeth miming into an iPhone camera, he's not mad.
Well, he might be. I can't vouch for his sanity.
Okay, all right then, that's fantastic. Thank you. Well, what should people do if they want to get involved, if they want to help out at all, if they want to put someone up?
Okay, if they want to find out more about the festival, you can go to espiritobrum.org. Mm-hmm. There's also a Facebook group, which is Espírito Brum. Or you can email espiritobrum@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
and let us know how you want to get involved. We're looking for volunteers during the festival as well, so stewards, kind of like what Flatpack Festival do, and host families, and basically if it rings any kind of bells with you, like, oh, I could promote my product here, or I could be involved in sponsorship or anything like that, then just get in touch. We're also going to have a lot of stalls there during the festival over the 3 days that people can hire out to sell their wares.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's great, thank you very much.
Bless you. Thank you.